This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Extend your life with Extendo. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to take a phone call here. Art from Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. I'm sorry to be such a regular caller, but you make it so difficult for me to shut up. You know, this Syria thing, it was interesting as I was watching the conversations taking place at the UN. And I heard two very interesting comments. One was from Ban Ki-moon and the other one was from Obama, and they're like absolutely opposite to each other. And, you know, Ban Ki-moon, he had such a novel idea that, you know, he said he urged all other countries to stop aiding all, you know, both sides of the, you know, stop, you know, you folks that are supporting, Assad and you know, supplying him with whatever, stop supplying him. You people supplying the rebels, stop supplying them. Everybody just get out. And I thought, what a novel idea. Let the Syrian people deal with that. Isn't that what Obama said, that, you know, it should be up to the Syrian people, you know?
Yeah, but this was never up to the Syrian people. This was never a popular revolution. It's a bunch of hired mercenaries trying to carry out a coup d'etat, covert coup d'etat masquerading as a popular revolution. It's the same thing they did in Libya, same thing they tried to do in Iran in 2009.
Right. But I thought, you know, that's a great idea. Let's stop supplying each side. And, you know, everybody just stop and let them deal with it. But then Obama gets up there and he says that, and all this while he's, you know, complaining about the national debt. We got to raise the debt ceiling because we got to pay our bills, even though we can't even pay the bills we already got. Well, you know, mm-hmm. That's a me. And we got this bonehead Nimrod wacko bimbo, what's her name, Pelosi, coming out saying there's nothing left we can cut. We can't cut anything else. But Obama goes to the UN and he stands there and he says, we're going to send another $640 million to the opposition against Assad.
In Washington, D.C., when they talk about cuts, it's cuts to those things we, the American people, are willing to pay taxes for. They don't cut all this very costly stuff that we don't agree with, like the wars of conquest, the money to Israel, NSA spying, PRISM spying. All of this stuff they see as essential. And when they talk about cuts, it's always things like, you know, food stamps, Social Security, all the things that we, the people, expect in return for our taxes. And so, you know, it simply doesn't occur to people like Nancy Pelosi that maybe they should start cutting all of these things that the U.S. people don't agree with, like the spying and so forth. And Pelosi is now out there saying that we should be glad there's no such thing as a 40-hour work week because it enables us to proceed to fulfill our dreams. So basically they're saying, you know, the new philosophy is work until they drop.
Well, you know, to allow everybody to fulfill their dreams. What about the dreams of the man and the woman who are wanting to put food on the table and clothes on the back for their children? That's a hell of a dream to me, and they're making it impossible for anybody to fulfill the dream. I mean, hell, if you can't even put food on your table and good clothes on your back and have a nice roof over your head, then how can you afford?
Well, you know, what Pelosi is actually talking about, of course, is the fact that employers across the country are going from full-time to part-time workers to evade Obamacare. And now she's out there trying to say, this is a good thing. You're only going to work 20 hours a week. Think of what you'll do with that other 20 hours, which sounds really good if during that 20 hours you are working, you're able to earn enough money to take care of yourself and your family, and you can't. In fact, I want to insert a story that I saw here earlier where apparently some religious group. Let me see if I can actually find this out here. It's further down on my list of talking about. Well, anyway, it was one of these basic Christian organizations coming out and saying that it's really in the ideals of Christianity to cut food stamps in order to encourage people to work and find self-dignity and self-fulfillment. And that's complete and utter nonsense, because the problem with this country isn't that people aren't willing to work. It's the fact that the jobs have gone away. They keep using this euphemism, the jobless recovery. Well, that's nonsense. There's no recovery until the American people have got jobs with which to pay these bills that are being dumped on them. And, jobless recovery is just another word for saying that the only recovery in the economy is on Wall Street because of that instant $85 billion a month being created out of thin air by the Federal Reserve to pour all over them to make it look like things are still working, and they're not. But for ordinary American people, there is no recovery. There has been no recovery. Our standard of living has been in decline for 30 years. Our wages and salaries have been in decline steady for the last 5 years. There is no recovery for the American people.
Yeah, and you know, now that you bring up that 80, every day being printed up, well, wait a minute. Oh, that just gets me thinking here. We have quantitative easing till infinity, which means they can run them every day, nonstop, no problem, print all the money you want. Why the hell do we need a national debt ceiling? If we can just print money from here until eternity, why do we need a debt ceiling? Let's just print it up.
Well, the problem is, of course, that creates inflationary pressure on the dollar and drives prices up for ordinary Americans. I mean, when they run those printing presses, they're stealing real value and purchasing power from your pocket and putting it in the pockets of the Wall Street bankers. Now, the reason we haven't seen as much inflationary pressure from all that money creation as we might expect is because these Wall Street bankers are just taking all that instantly created money and they're putting it in their own pockets. And that's why we're seeing that top 1%, their wealth is just going right through the roof. They're actually using the 1% as a cash sink, to bury that money. They balance the books and then they put it in their own pockets, call themselves very clever. But at some point, that money is going to start exploding back out into the community, and it's going to drive prices for everything right through the roof. And so runaway printing doesn't work. Just ask the people of Zimbabwe. And what's going on here is the system is dying on the vine, and that's why they're so desperate to get a world war going so they can blame the economic hardship on the war. And they've done it twice before. Crash of 1907, World War I. Crash of 1929, World War II. Crash of 2008. Oh, we got to invade Syria. We've got to invade Iran. We've got to go to war against Russia and China. And, in the long run, do you ever stop to realize that before the creation of the Federal Reserve, there was no such thing as a world war, and now we're on the doorstep of big mistake number three?
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, you see what I'm saying here. I'm just showing the absurdity of this. I mean, this is how outrageous this whole madness has gotten. I mean, it's not like I actually thought it was a good idea, but you see what I'm saying. I'm just basically getting at this whole thing. This is... Man, if you or I ever tried anything like this, they would hang. It would be a public hanging.
Of course, for anybody but a private central banker, this is called counterfeiting.
Yeah, it's just insane. Hey, thanks, Mike. Keep up the good work, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Now, interesting story coming out of Global Research up in Canada. There is a lawsuit that has been filed in the city of Detroit alleging that the city's mayor and his emergency manager colluded with the banks to put Detroit into bankruptcy in order to allow the money junkies to privatize the entire city. And it's kind of eerie because if you go back to the movie RoboCop 2, which takes place in Detroit, and I understand they're doing a remake right now, there's this wonderful little scene where the top money junkie in this giant corporation is saying, "We're taking Detroit private." And here it is in the real world. And they're basically, this lawsuit is alleging that that's what the bankers and money junkies deliberately set out to do, crash Detroit's economy so they could go in and buy up all the public assets at pennies on the dollar, turn around and start renting them back to the people whose taxes actually paid for them in the first place. That's what privatization means. It's not a good thing for the nation and its people. It's taking our public assets and turning them into privately for-profit operated systems. And some of the abuses of these things are just amazing. Like when they take over a highway that our taxes bought and paid for and our gasoline taxes are supposed to maintain, and they sell it to a corporation and the corporation puts up toll booths. That's privatization. Look what happened with the privatization of prisons, where we have all these judges who've been busted for deliberately sending people to jail to keep that mandated population of prisoners in there. It's privatization was an absolute disaster. It was a betrayal of the American people. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the global banking disaster meltdown. I linked to an article in a Dutch journal with a translation basically saying we're flying blind in the next crisis. And the observation this guy made is really very telling. He says, I'm growing ever more pessimistic and anxious. This is going very wrong. The banks are much too big. Short-term thinking reigns. Oversight is insufficient. And the financial sector has the politicians in their back pockets, which sounds exactly like what's going on here in the United States of America. Nobody is maintaining an overview of what is best for the nation. The bankers are looking out for themselves. The politicians are doing whatever their campaign donors tell them to do. They're serving their own agenda. Nobody is maintaining an overview of what is best for the nation. That should be the job of the president of the United States of America. Harry Truman described the job of president as throwing cold water on foolishness. And he was absolutely right. That's the president's job. That's why he's got that veto. So that anybody who bribes enough members of Congress to get nonsense passed through into law, the president can look at it and say, this isn't going to work, and exercise the veto. And that system has clearly broken down. And it is necessary for there always to be, if you're going to have a central government authority, its top job is to basically maintain the overview, what is best for the people and the nation over the long view. And that has completely gone away. Everybody's thinking solely in terms of the next quarterly stockholders meeting, the next election, the next campaign. And hey, whatever's going to happen 10, 20 years from now, that's somebody else's problem. We don't have to worry about it. We saw that attitude with the creators of the Federal Reserve. They knew they were setting up a pyramid scheme that had to eventually collapse. But hey, by the time that happens, they're all going to be dead and gone after lives of unearned luxury, wealth, and privilege and power. And that is really the heart of the problem of what went wrong with what used to be the greatest nation on earth. Little story, very charming. And, of course, I tuned into this because, as you know, my wife and I are involved in a couple of food programs here on the island of Oahu. This is a story out of USA Today where down in Georgia, there was this couple that was going to get married, and for whatever reason, they decided to call it off, and it was too late to get their deposits back. So they went ahead and had a gathering with the catering that was originally planned for the wedding, and they invited the homeless to come on in and eat the food and just have a get-together and have at least one day's respite from their lives of desperation out on the streets. And now they're thinking they're going to try and get this to be an annual event. And of course, once a year isn't really going to solve the problem. But I think anytime somebody is able to creatively take a situation that isn't working out and turn it to the advantage of helping their community, I think we have to applaud these people. Because it's very clear at this point, the government isn't interested in feeding the American hungry or helping the American homeless. From the point of view of the government and the bankers, those people are useless. They can't borrow money. They can't pay it back. We don't care about them. And more, I mean, I got a flood of emails the other day when I was talking about the people who show up at these food programs. And I got all these emails saying, oh, I saw a person with a food stamp card getting steak and champagne and the rest of it. I've never seen that. And while I concede that there are probably some people out there trying to game the system, I am coming to the conclusion that all these claims of seeing people with food stamp cards, you know, loading up their shopping carts with steak and champagne and everything, I think that's part of the propaganda from the money junkies who just basically are just gathering it all into themselves, and they don't want to spend any money helping the poor and homeless in this country because they don't want to accept responsibility that their fiscal policies created this mess. It's a classic blame the victim mindset. Oh, they deserve to be hungry and homeless. You know, they're no good. They're all druggies. They're lazy, really. They should go out and get jobs. There are no jobs out there. The mess that this country is in comes from those private central bankers, because when this nation did not have private central banking, it was prosperous. There was enough money floating through the economy for everybody to have jobs and for everybody to be doing well. But this private central banking scam is designed to rake in all the wealth of the nation into one tall, stinking pile over Wall Street and Washington, D.C. There isn't enough currency out here to support commerce. I mean, they're willing to loan you more, but the aggregate debt is what's destroying this country. This is why ancient Rome had the Jubilee when the practice of usury piled the debt up so great it was starting to choke the empire, they would have a Jubilee, which was a year in which all debts were simply written off to restart the system. And when they stopped having Jubilee is when Rome started to fall. Now, meanwhile, another reminder of the decline of the United States of America, and I've been commenting about this for quite some time. We have all these Motion Picture Association of America and Recording Industry Association of America saying, oh, it's the pirates are the reason for our decline. And I keep saying the quality of the productions being put out by the American music and film and TV industries are very much in decline because they're cutting budgets like crazy. And cable TV is just rerunning things constantly. You know, last night on cable was like the 87th showing of The Bourne Tedium. Now, over in China, their richest man is getting ready to build a new motion picture studio, which will be the largest studio in the world. Apparently, they had a launch for the plan, and they got Nicole Kidman and Leonardo DiCaprio and Catherine Zeta-Jones showing up for this launch. But this complex is going to have 20 studios, and they're planning a workload of 100 films a year, including 30 foreign productions. And it's just another example of how the United States just got used to living off of everybody else's wealth around the world, and we've allowed our manufacturing to decline, our agriculture has been destroyed by GMOs, and now our entertainment industry, which was the main propaganda device to promote the American view of life to the rest of the world, is crumbling. I mean, most film production is already out of the United States of America. Hollywood is, the only reason to be in Hollywood is if you think being in Hollywood is your life's ambition. But the best visual effects are coming out of New Zealand. You know, good TV productions coming out of BBC America. We're definitely hooked on BBC America. They've got some really good, thoughtful shows there. Some good writing going on there. Now, there are exceptions. I have to tip my hat to Aaron Sorkin over at HBO's The Newsroom as being really good writing, but that is like, you know, the isolated oddity in an otherwise very drab American film output. So China is now going to build a motion picture studio that will rival Universal or the Burbank Studios. I wonder if they need a visual effects expert to set up their production workflow over there. Now, getting on to the gun grabbers, because they're getting really weird, apparently down in Virginia Beach, there were two students who were playing with the airsoft guns. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, airsoft are these pellet guns that are harmless. They're made to look like real weapons, and kids like to buy and play with them. And contrary to propaganda that was put out by the Customs Department, which confiscated a shipment of the airsoft guns under the claim that they can be converted to fire real bullets, which nobody could actually do, they're harmless. They're toys. They're toy guns. They look very realistic, but they're toy guns. And apparently these two students were put on extended long-term suspensions. They weren't subject to expulsion, but long-term suspension. So the parents of one of the boys has already said, I'm taking my kid out of the school and I'm going to homeschool. We're going to take a break for commercials and we will be right back.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And Senator Ted Cruz is now on the floor of the Senate doing what he's calling a non-filibuster filibuster of the House bill to grant emergency funding to the federal government to keep it working after the first of next month, but also to defund Obamacare. So Ted Cruz is up there saying, well, he's just going to rant and rave and talk. And we all know how this is going to end. They're going to get down to the wire. They're going to work through the weekend. And then in the end, they're going to pass the spending bill. And they're going to leave Obamacare alone. Because, gosh darn it, we don't want to offend those health insurance companies going into an election year cycle. You know, to heck with what the people want. To heck with the fact that Obamacare is going to add $7,000 a year to an average family's medical costs. Forget the fact that the computer system set up to collect your medical records and determine what benefits you can be given is hopelessly flawed. Obama is listening to his ego on this. I say Obamacare will be the law of the land, and by golly, I don't care how flawed it is, we'll put it out there. He's starting to sound like he works for Microsoft, that puts out every new release of Windows with 5,000 known bugs. The users will find them for us. Now then, getting back to the gun rights, actually to education and this school, we've seen these schools completely overreacting to guns, and it appears to be part of this Common Core agenda, because even the corporate media took notice of the fact that this textbook completely rewrote and changed the meaning of the Second Amendment, that they're teaching kids that you can keep and bear arms as long as you're part of a state militia. That's not what the Second Amendment says. It grants an individual right to the American citizens to keep and bear arms. Under U.S. law, the militia consists of two parts. There's the organized militia, which is the National Guard, and there is a recognized unorganized militia, which are all able-bodied Americans, meaning you and I. And the United States Supreme Court already ruled in the Heller decision, the Second Amendment, like every other amendment, conveys an individual right, not a collective right. And so Common Core appears to be little more than a Soviet-style brainwashing campaign directed against our children. And they know we're on to them. Now, the good news is, we were all covering this story where parents stood up to challenge a school board about Common Core, and were told point blank, you can't ask questions. We're the school board. We'll decide what your child is going to know, and you, the parent, have nothing to say about it. One of the parents pushed the issue, and he wound up being arrested. The good news is, prosecutors dropped all charges and said, really, this is nonsense. And I think most parents are going to be getting very, very upset at this idea that the state schools control what the child will know and the parents have nothing to say about it. And that's nothing new with this government. If you go all the way back and you study the early history of the Black Panther movement before they got infiltrated, before they went militant, before they got demonized, the original agenda of the Black Panther movement was guaranteed breakfasts for ghetto children, and that's something Claire and I could certainly support, and they wanted local control of the school curriculum. Now, when this nation started, all school curriculum was set by the local community because that local community knew best what those children needed to be studying in order to grow up and be a part of that community. We got to teach them farming. We got to teach them blacksmithing. We got to teach them how to repair, you know, the farm equipment. We got to teach them, you know, all this stuff that is part of our ongoing economy and development. And over time, and especially going back to Andrew Carnegie's educational foundation, the federal government has wanted to take control of the school curriculum in order to basically create generations of obedient, pliant servants. Andrew Carnegie and his foundation actually set as a policy for national education that children should be taught no more than they need to operate the machines in the factories and fill out the government paperwork, and we shouldn't muddy up their head with anything else like logic and critical thinking and reading the classics. And as you probably know from listening to the Phyllis Schlafly commentary, most of the mandatory reading requirements for Common Cause are government-issued pamphlets. So the good news is that the charges were dropped against that man who was arrested for daring to stand up to the school board and say, I am the parent of this child and I have something to say about this kid's education. And I think if you have the means to do it, put your child into a private school or take your child out of school and homeschool. And I know more and more states are passing laws to make it difficult for parents to homeschool their kids. But there's a war on for the minds of your children, the next generation. At the very least, take time. When your kid comes home from school, sit down with them while they're doing their homework and talk over what they're being taught. And just tell your kid, look, go to school and tell the teacher what the teacher wants to hear you say, but understand that school is not there to give you an education. They're there to make you think what the government wants you to think. Because very clearly, that's the new model of education in the United States of America. Now, getting on to the gun grabbers, following on with the school's overreaction to anything that looks like a gun as part of the brainwashing of, oh, you know, when you see a gun, you should wet yourself. You never want to touch a gun. Guns are evil. Guns are bad. There was a gentleman up in the city of Summers, New York, who's pro-Second Amendment, and he was putting up pro-Second Amendment signs on his own private property, and they kept disappearing. And so he put up one of those wildlife cameras that you can buy now. You strap it to a tree, and anything moves in front of it, it takes a picture. And he discovered a police officer was just pulling up the black and white unit, getting out, tearing up the signs, throwing them in the trunk, and driving off. Now, I think they ought to arrest that police officer for trespassing, for willful destruction of private property, and certainly for violating the First and Second Amendments to the United States of America. I think even the Fourth Amendment comes into play there, because that officer has no grounds to walk onto that private property unless he is assured there's a crime going on there, and that sign was not a crime. Now, the question we need to ask is, was this officer just acting on his own? Was he addled on SSRIs? Or is that police department enforcing a policy of tearing down pro-Second Amendment signs wherever they see them? And so if any of you out there listening to this show, if you've had pro-Second Amendment signs on your property that disappear mysteriously, I want to hear about it. Because this is a completely inappropriate use of taxpayer-funded police resources to go out and basically tear down citizens' First Amendment rights to express their opinion on an issue. Okay, apparently that new NSA data center in Utah is now firing up. They have a $1.2 billion price tag on this Utah data center. How many servers they have and what they're doing and what the capacity is still classified. But the complex requires 65 megawatts of electricity, enough to power a city of 65,000 homes. And, of course, it takes about 1.5 million gallons of cooling water a day. Wow, look at all that global warming coming out of these data centers. Where's Al Gore when we need him? And, again, all of this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. If they want to talk about cutting spending to balance the federal budget, let's start with the NSA. Let's start with all those government agencies that are in violation of the Constitution of the United States of America. Because they are not serving the American people. And I want to keep hitting the point, as we show our concern about a potential false flag attack in the United States to reignite the war fever. If there is another major terror attack in the United States of America, it will tell us all the NSA failed. PRISM failed. Department of Homeland Security failed. TSA failed. They don't work. Let's stop wasting taxpayer money on these boondoggles. Meanwhile, back up at the UN, Brazil's president, Dilma Rousseff, is basically out there saying the United States should not be spying on other countries. They're meddling in other countries, which I'm sure Obama's going to say, well, that's what we do. We're exceptional. We're supposed to meddle in the rest of the world. It's our manifest destiny. And the rest of there's a huge backlash from the rest of the world, and even from the United Nations itself, because the U.S. got caught tapping into, hacking into, and spying on the U.N. secure telecommunications facilities. And that's why the U.N. isn't going to be very sympathetic to U.S. designs on Syria and Iran. European Union is out there saying they're not at all satisfied with explanations about U.S. spying on their financial centers, which has got nothing to do with terrorism. It's all about gaming the system. We'll be back after these commercials.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling.
You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get 1 free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759. 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Judith, Mike, and Darryl, Billy, and Ray, you know.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Ben Swan has a new report out. We just linked it to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And he's raising an area of concern we should all be thinking about. Part of this whole Obamacare program is the Federal Data Hub, which is another name for this $88 million dollar software package that keeps all of your medical records and is supposed to calculate what benefits you are eligible to receive and what you should be paying and all this other centralized control. And, of course, it includes within it all of your private medical records, which are no longer private. That's one of the implications of this database, is that when you go to your doctor and you share a very embarrassing private fact about your life for medical purposes, that information can be sold off to marketing companies, pharmaceutical companies. It's just out there made public. And what Ben Swan is pointing out, these so-called Obamacare navigators who are sitting on those keyboards with access to all of your private medical information aren't being given any kind of a background check to determine if they should be trusted with your private medical information. Which means, let me give you a hypothetical. Somebody who's a blackmailer gets one of his associates to get a job as an Obamacare navigator and starts pouring through the files looking for embarrassing illnesses that could be used to blackmail a politician or just anybody with sufficient money. Send me XYZ dollars or I'm going to make it public. You had an abortion back there when you were screaming about marital fidelity and so forth. It's wide open. The United States of America, the United States government has declared open season on all of your private personal information, and all of it is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. And more importantly, this government has demonstrated time and time again they cannot and should not be trusted with your personal information. Now, the biggest argument I have against this centralized computer database of all of our medical records is that once those records are off of paper and onto the computer, they can be changed. And we already know that every year in this country, 400,000 Americans are killed by medical mistakes. In fact, CDC just came out with a report that prescription painkillers are killing more Americans than cocaine and heroin put together. And because of the threat of lawsuits, hospitals and doctors are well motivated to go back and try and alter records to conceal their mistakes. And with a paper record, it's very difficult to do. With computer records, it's instantaneous. And that's another reason why we should be opposing Obamacare and doing everything we can to be out of it. Going to take a phone call here. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I wanted to go back to what you were talking about, the education, and finish up with a thought about the medical tyranny that was going on there. Our school system, our education system, is conditioning, indoctrination, and training for meaningless, manual, factory labor, which now is out of date. There is a major emphasis on being on time. Why is it so important to be on time? Well, it's because when you're in a job at a factory, they want you there when that whistle blows. There's also the idea that you take your cues and you take your everything that is told to you by an authoritative figure, whether it's a boss, whether it's a teacher, whether it's a coach, that person tells you what is and what isn't. And his law or his belief on what he says is almost more important than fact when you're in school, because that's what he wants on his test.
Yeah, that's the reason. That's the reason for the school bells. Get you used to answering bells to lead you around from job to job. We've actually got a school down here at the bottom of the hill that actually plays military bugle calls for their start of class and end of class here. I mean, I can hear them coming up the hill every day.
I mean, that's a perfect example right there. Furthermore, there used to be in the 1800s and the 1700s, there was something called a classical education where you didn't learn dates and people and events. You did, but you learned the repercussions and the reasons and the thought behind those and how they applied. And there was a focus on things like music and art and great literature and meaning and things that could be applied. Nothing that is taught in school today is ever applied. It's simply memorization and repetition. There is never an understanding about how does this, and that's why kids hate school.
No, you're absolutely right. When I was a teacher, I saw that myself. Recently I was a teacher over at the University of Hawaii, but many, many, many years ago, I actually did a year of teaching remedial math at the high school level in Southern California. And I noticed even then, history was being taught as these isolated little you know, bumps that you would memorize. Name, place, date, name, place, date, name, place, date. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, and you'd walk out of the history class thinking you knew history because you could remember 1492 and Columbus and coming over to the United States. But what they weren't teaching was the cause and effect, because history is not just these isolated incidents. It is the cause and effect, this constant intertwined dance. And by training kids to think of history without the cause and effect, they're blinding the kids to seeing cause and effect in current events.
Absolutely. And there's no understanding that our history is why we are where we are today. And there's no understanding that okay, the Revolutionary War, the English were the bad guys and the Americans, the colonies, were the good guys. And things are not black and white. Things are not that simple. I mean, that deeper understanding is not taught in schools.
The American Revolution was fought primarily over King George III's Currency Act. You can confirm that going back and reading the writings of Ben Franklin and Thomas Jefferson. But in 1913, when the Federal Reserve was created, all of a sudden the public schools stopped teaching children about the Currency Act and about the abuses of the Bank of England. And they sort of rebranded the American Revolution into tea taxes and Stamp Act and the rest of it. And so this idea of using the schools to brainwash the children, it is nothing new. When I was going to grade school, you know, we got the dose of propaganda regarding the Soviet Union and those gosh darn commies. And I realized looking back that that was just as onerous and just as much mind control as the schools now today trying to rewrite the Second Amendment.
And it's you know, why we are better than the communists. Because we have capitalism and we have freedom. It's all brainwashing. I want to jump on to the medical tyranny that we're going under. I had a family member who had severe back problems, herniated discs, the whole nine. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor pretty much said, listen, we're going to give you a whole bunch of pain medication for a very long time. The doctor, mm-hmm. He said that the longest time that he was in the doctor's office meeting with the doctor over the course of 9 months, added up the entire time the doctor spent with him, it was less than 20 minutes over those 9 months. Mm-hmm. Furthermore, so it's 9 months, he decides, listen, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going through the pain medication anymore. I'm seeking alternative help. His back gets better. Now, of course, after being on 9 months of pain medication, he has trouble getting off of it. He goes to another doctor that he was referred to by this doctor to help him get off of his medication. So he goes to that doctor. He could get married, he needed to get his life insurance, new house, new wife, the whole nine. The life insurance turned him down, not because of the fact that he was addicted to the pain medication, but because of the medication that he took to get off of the pain medication. And everything that he had done, all the orders that he had followed, came explicitly from his doctor. He did everything by the book. Did everything correctly, and he still got the shaft in the end.
Well, one of the things that concerns me about the potential abuses of Obamacare, we know that these prescription antidepressants are very, very dangerous for a significant portion of the people who are taking them. And what happens when you're seeing your doctor and he says, well, I think you're a little too stressed out. I'm going to write you a prescription for this SSRI. If you refuse that prescription, does Obamacare say, well, you're not following our guidelines, therefore your benefits are cut off?
The repercussions, we don't understand the full repercussions of Obamacare yet. And
No, we don't. It's still changing.
Absolutely.
It's still changing. We're a week away from its being implemented. It's still changing. Got to take a break from Phyllis Schlafly and commercials. We'll be right back.
Freedom 8.